Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Let's talk a little Chiefs, though, for a second. The quarterback play across the league, we've discussed this, has been down. Offense overall has been down. Patrick Mahomes, though, is coming off maybe his best game of the season, even though he didn't have multiple touchdowns. He didn't have a single touchdown pass. And then you take a look over at the odds market, Cody. Patrick Mahomes is the biggest favorite he's been all year to win MVP, just like that. Now, I do not recommend putting a bet on him at plus 230 now that he's plus 230, but he's 230. Stroud 6-1, Lamar 6.5-1, Josh Allen's falling back to 9-1.
How is he the MVP favorite? He has six picks.
Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels is 11-1, Sam Darnold 12-1. But you said it there, six touchdowns, six picks. The stat line is not MVP worthy. This is pedigree. This is the belief that the Chiefs are going to keep winning. This is the belief that Patrick Mahomes will find a way to figure it out. It's also him coming off a game where he did look sharp, even if the touchdowns were not there. It also just speaks to C.J. Stroud didn't look great. He also just lost Nico Collins. Lamar Jackson has had some iffy performances. Josh Allen's coming off his worst performance of the season. That's why the rookie Jaden Daniels is suddenly really compelling there with the Commanders and what he can do.
If the award was through 5 weeks, I don't know why he wouldn't win it. He's been the best quarterback in the league through 5 weeks. That doesn't mean they just give you the award. I'm just saying, if they canceled the rest of the season, they said name an MVP, well, then Jaden Daniels should win it. Right, I mean, his team would be in the postseason, first place in their division, and he has had a better statistical season than any of the people that you had previously mentioned. I'm a little surprised. I am surprised that he is the front runner. I think a lot of this, though, is what we would call in stockbroking or gold, the way you do with baseball cards. This is speculating. We are taking a guess that Patrick Mahomes' touchdown to interception ratio will continue to improve. And so to go along with his 5-0 record, he's going to win the division, a requirement of winning the MVP. He's going to be a playoff team, a requirement to win the MVP. His team is going to be one of the best ones, and he's going to put up enough yardage and touchdowns, they figure, that he'll deserve to be in the mix. He also now, which he didn't have before, he now has the benefit of narrative. Narrative is, look at what he's doing with scraps. He's making Juju Smith-Schuster look good. He's making Kareem Hunt look good. He actually didn't have the narrative to begin the season.
Correct.
That was Josh Allen who had that same narrative. He now possesses that. So
100%, man.
That's what's really, I think that that's what's booing him the most. He's without his number one and number two wide receiver. So even if his stats are lower, people will forgive it because of who he's throwing to.
100%. It's a narrative-driven award. It's going to change another 10 times before we get to the end of the season. But yes, and I think Josh Allen still has the narrative on his side. The problem with them is they've lost a couple games in a row, and he hasn't played well the last 2 weeks, and so that's why he's dropped down to 9-1. But if you had a preseason Mahomes ticket, then you're obviously feeling decent. I just don't think I'd put a plus 230 bet in on Mahomes. If you just gave me $100 right now, Cody, and said, hey, make a new bet. I already had a preseason ticket on Josh Allen. If you said, hey, Gold, make a new bet on MVP.
Based on the odds you're giving.
Sam Darnold at 12-1 is who I would be making my bet on. And I know that name. You're like, oh, give me a break. It's Sam freaking Darnold.
That's what makes it easier for him to win it.
But that's exactly. And he's undefeated as well. And Kevin O'Connell is a really good head coach, much like Mahomes has Andy Reid. Sam Darnold has a great head coach and Justin Jefferson.
So a rookie's never won the MVP. So I would have a hard time if you made me put my money on somebody putting it there. I'd probably either put it on Lamar Jackson, who is 6.5-1, 7-1, somewhere in that, 6-1.
He won it last year. Some voters are going to get voted for.
I understand. He's got 9 touchdowns to one pick, and his team's going to win a ton of games. And people will view it that he won his division, and it's a difficult division, so I'll look at it that way. Wild enough, just based on the current odds, because we're talking value here as well, my second vote might be Joe Burrow. And you're like, but how? Because if they make the postseason, they might give him the award. His stats are great. 12 touchdowns, 2 picks, a gajillion yards. The only problem is the reason why I wouldn't bet Joe Burrow is you have to think they're going to make the postseason in order to bet him. And I don't think they're going to make the postseason.
Smoking on Joe Burrow.
They're not going to make the postseason is my biggest angle. If I thought they were actually making the postseason, they beat the Giants this week, maybe. Right? Because his stats do line up. Other than that, I probably just bet Lamar. What the hell am I supposed to bet? It's a wide open race, but you're not getting nearly good enough odds. You're not giving me nearly good enough to bet Mahomes. He has 6 touchdowns and 6 picks. Stats. And I'm only getting 2-1?
Yeah, it's.
I'd rather just bet the Royals on the money line tonight. What the hell are we doing? Are they the favorites tonight? I don't know what the odds are.
No, the Yankees are.
Okay. So the Royals aren't going to be a favorite a single time in this series. That's
not by much. So Yankees are -116. Royals are -102. It's close.
So
they are a dog. The total for the game is set at over under 8.
So you're just telling me right now, I can either wait all season to find out if Patrick Mahomes is going to win MVP, mm-hmm. or I could just bet Bobby Wood Jr. to get 2+ bases and the Royals to win and I could get the same odds. I'll just take that. And like, there's no value in it over the time I'm going to have to wait for that bet to cash.
This is why same game parlays are very popular and FanDuel loves you for that.
I'm not waiting 18 weeks I'm just telling you that based on the odds, that Bobby Wood Jr. one, even though, the same game parlay, that 2-leg parlay has just as good of a chance, if not better, to hit than Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP based on current odds.
Yeah,
the enjoyment of winning today.
Royals +1.5 on the run line, and Bobby to get 2 hits pays 246.
Do we know why walks don't count as total bases, by the way?
It just never has been a stat in baseball. It doesn't count
because it's called a base on balls. I think if you walk and steal a base, I should get it.
Well, they'd also lower your odds probably if they counted those things.
Correct, but just how the stat. I get what you're saying, Drew. Yeah, but
I've been burned on a total bases bet a couple of times because of that reason.
I could probably get better than +240 if I stack those two together. I'm guessing.
I just said the Royals run line +1.5 and Bobby to get 2 hits is 248 or something.
Yeah, okay, so exactly the same as getting
Mahomes. It's right around the same number.
And look, it's nothing against this end or to say that Patrick Mahomes can't win it. Again, the narrative is on his side, but I still think you and I talked about the couple of things that you have to be a playoff team, you have to win your division. So right now, CJ Stroud, maybe he's a better bet. I feel like he's winning his division.
Before you make that Joe Burrow bet, just give me your money, please.
I'm not going to make it.
Just give me the money. Give me your money.
I'm glad that you brought that up, though. His stats are great. I know.
Yeah, this team is one and four.
But now I think the narrative would help him that if they finish 10-7 and made the postseason, he might have a crack at it, is what I'm saying.
I think he has to win the division still.
I think there's exceptions.
He's not winning MVP.
No. I don't think so either.
Look,
I told you I would just put my money on Lamar. He's got the best stats with a winning team. What am I supposed to bet right now?
I just don't know. He's already won it twice in his
Aaron
career.
Aaron Rodgers won it 2 times in a row like 3 years ago.
Are there coach of the year odds that are...
Of course. Kevin O'Connell's the heavy favorite.
I was going to say, because I don't think... In the same year, we wouldn't see a coach of the year and an MVP from the same team. I don't know how many times that's happened or if it ever has. But If the Vikings go 12-5 or 13-4, O'Connell's winning coach of the year. Does Darnold also win MVP? I don't know if that combination has happened very
I think
many
it
times.
Would depend on what is Lamar, Mahomes, Josh Allen and them do. But yeah, I think has it ever happened? I don't know off the top of my head. I think you can make a case that those could go hand in hand.
Because traditionally, like, the quarterback might play well, but they give the credit to the head coach as to why a lot of the times it seems like when a team overachieves, I guess, expectations sometimes.
Sometimes when I look up like the updated odds for Coach of the Year and I'm like, are we even?
Oh, Harbaugh and Lamar, to answer your question. Harbaugh won Coach of the Year in 2019. Lamar Jackson won MVP in 2019.
Yeah. So not that long ago.
Also, Brady and Belichick, 07, 2010. Actually, there's way more. It's happened 12 times.
Really?
The amount of people ahead of Andy Reid for Coach of the Year still offends me. These are the people who currently have better odds to win Coach of the Year than Andy Reid, who is dealing with the same things we just talked about with the Mahomes narrative. His number one and two wide receivers and his number one running back are missing. Kevin O'Connell deserves it. He would be the Coach of the Year if I voted for it right now. Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. So it's,
because his team is in first place. All right, yeah. I understand.
I'm only smiling on that one. There's on our weekend betting show that I do for BetQL preseason. He was 22-1 at one point in time, and I was like, I get that's a long shot. I'm like, but this can make sense because the expectation is so low that if he wins 9 games in DC with a rookie quarterback, he could win Coach of the Year. That was before Kevin O'Connell decided to start 5-0 with the Minnesota Vikings. But I actually talked about it and have a bet on Dan Quinn from beginning of the season at 22-1.
Sean Payton. Because his team has won 3 games in a row that includes wins against like the Patriots and the Raiders. Ooh, he's really doing it now. Watch out, Sean Payton. Mike McDonald, Raheem Morris, Jim Harbaugh, D'Amico Ryans, Mike Tomlin all have better odds.
Did you see, by the way, Bo Nix get at Sean Payton? They were going after it a little bit on the sideline. Like, Bo Nix was yelling at Sean Payton.
I don't, like, people are applauding the Broncos because they've won 3 games. I mean, do you see who they've beaten? They're not good. Bo Nix isn't good.
They did score 34 points, which is better than like 10 or whatever they did when they beat the Jets.
Yeah, I mean.
But yes.
But beating the Jets, is that like a... like?
Evidently, it's not that big of a deal.
He threw for 60 yards. I'm just going to tell you. Bo Nix in that win against the Jets threw for 60 yards. 6-0. Not a 1 in front of it. 60-0. You know, like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, like, yeah, I guess they've won some games. They have beaten... the Raiders and the Jets each of the last 2 weeks. They've played maybe the softest schedule in the league. Well, I don't know. I guess
Seattle's played a pretty soft one, too.
Seattle's starting to get a little more exposed now because of that. Yeah, I mean, the Patriots was an overtime win on a field goal or whatever. Yeah, you mentioned the Giants just now. Like, yeah,
the Giants scored 29 points against them. Almost scored 30.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Cody, if the Giants beat the Bengals, I think I will come on the show and I will say,
oh boy,
there's no hope.
Okay.
I think
good. I think that's you don't have a choice,
dude. That's what it would take.
I think that's if they lose again this weekend and Daniel Jones has 300 yards passing and they win,
I got to be honest. The Bengals,
I will come on the show and say, yeah, I think the season's over.
You don't have a choice. Like, I mean, you just don't have a choice. That's
I don't
it.
Know
that's,
how
that's
you.
The end of the road.
I mean, I'd argue you should already be there, but I don't know how you would defend a 1-5 start and say they're fine at that.
And they've lost to the Patriots, the Commanders,
Giants.
The Giants.
I mean, and look, the Commanders, at least that loss looks a little better now, but like.
Sure.
Woof. I mean, if you lose to those teams.
If Daniel Jones throws 300 yards, I'm going to be disgusted. But
did you lose to a team that's already made a quarterback change?
Watching the defense play, you know what? All options are open. Who knows?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com. Yeah. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.